got a question. Ask a lawyer. Ask a lawyer. A question about custody or a s***y neighbor. Ask a lawyer. Ask a lawyer.
We are joined by Ian Snedden, partner with Cohen Hiley Lawyers. Hey, Ian.
Good morning.
I know we were ready to go with you today. We're going to go to the phones, ask questions. But with the Queen passing, we thought this would be a good opportunity to talk about Queen's law. What powers the Queen had and how that's going to change, if at all, now that King Charles III is set to take over. So you did a little reading into this. What did you find?
Okay, well, I mean, the powers won't change, although some of the countries may reduce the powers of the now king. But the crown, that being the queen or now the king, have a royal prerogative. So in theory, they can overrule parliament. They are the head of state, but most of their powers are symbolic. So they can appoint the prime minister and dissolve parliament as well.
Yeah, when you go to court, it's the crown versus you, right? If you are going to, if you're being prosecuted by the crown, it means...
Crown attorney.
Yeah, the government of Canada. But that's not going to change at all, obviously.
No, it won't change. And in some provinces, it used to be the case in Ontario, the court was called the Queen's Bench, and before that, the King's Bench. I don't know if they'll change the name to the King's Bench, but that is because going way back, people would go to the king to have disputes resolved. Ask the king, say, look, we're having a problem with the land, and we say it's ours, and he says it's his. What do you say? So... The
king would say, off with their heads. Well, it's my land now.
Yeah, hopefully that didn't happen too often.
No, they'd say, cut it in half like the baby. Remember, oh, this is my baby. This is your baby. Cut it in half.
Okay. Yeah, more often it was the king that got executed. So, in fact, Charles the First. So I don't know if it's good to be called Charles as king. Charles the First was executed by Cromwell. Charles II did okay, but they can change their name. So, kind of like the Pope changes his name sometimes.
Yeah, to like a past saint or past that. Pope.
So Charles could, if he decides, he could be known as King something else.
King Nathaniel.
King Nathaniel.
So yeah, does Dairy Queen get to keep its name, or does it have to be Dairy King now?
Good to be the king.
What powers did the queen have? Like, we know Charles is going to become king, but before she died, would she have been able to say, listen, you're out, Charles. We're going to make William king instead.
Yeah, so no. Under a law back in 1701, I think it was, so a long time ago, dating back, there was a law of succession. So that it must be the direct heir who becomes the king or the queen. So the only way that William would become king is Charles dies or Charles abdicates. You could say, I don't want to be king. I'm going to give it to my son.
If they're and smart, that's what they do.
He's not going to do that.
You know, I think Charles has been waiting for this one for a while now, guys. What do you think?
He's been on the bench for a while. He's ready to get in the game.
I mean, but like, what would really change in his life? I mean, he had all the power essentially to begin with. The queen, she's a symbolic, you know, she doesn't really do anything. She's just a, I don't know.
Figurehead.
Yeah. So does he really want to be that guy? He's been that guy almost his entire life already. That's not that much of a step up. But the public doesn't like Prince Charles, the English public. But Prince William, it does have a better PR team behind him.
Yeah, and one thing I didn't let his paycheck will go up. I thought that the Queen worked for free, but I was wrong. So as Canadians, we pay about $1.68 per Canadian for the Queen. So $60 million roughly.
What exactly do we get in return? I'm not putting you on the spot, Ian or Taz, but what exactly do we get out of this deal? Like, they come over here, they visit us, we pay for their security, pay millions of dollars every time. Where's the two-way street here? What do we get?
We get to give them money with their own faces on it.
I don't understand.
Chuck Bucks. I was getting into this debate with my mom yesterday, and she was getting frustrated because she was a big fan of Queen Elizabeth II, and she's a lady who just died. So.
I like the queen. I got nothing bad to say about her in particular.
Yeah, but the whole monarchy thing is strange, and I don't think there's anyone that at least doesn't feel that way a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing to have in place, although, it's been around a long time. So we've always had it. In the 1980s, Canada changed so that it was really truly symbolic, but the Queen was the head of the Privy Council, which dates back to Norman times, privy meaning private council.
Yeah.
So would meet and be able to make laws and still has the royal prerogative. So in theory, could overrule something that the Prime Minister wanted to do.
So Charles's paycheck is going to go up now, huh? You know he's just going to bling himself out.
Yeah, that crown's about to get a little more spectacular.
Ferrari and, look, he'll be a cool-looking king.
All right.
Maybe it's a cool haircut.
Well, thank you for filling us in on Queen's Law this morning. Ian Sneddon from Cohen Hiley. If you have an issue, if you have some questions, you can always get in touch with them. They're great over there. CohenHiley.com.